Hi, I'm Eric Mills. Welcome to the First Language Lab podcast of 2015. So this week's word, not surprisingly, not original, is resolution. Because, right, it's the first week of January. And January has this sort of delicious optimism to it, right? It's like a blank slate, the full year's in front of you, you can do anything you want with it. And so we do this thing called setting resolutions. I confess I've never been a fan of resolutions. I don't really set them, and I didn't really know why until I was doing some research on goal setting for some workshops I was doing and for my grad classes. And what I learned was that there's like a tiny fraction of people who even by the end of January are still sticking with their resolution. And I thought, well, that's not really setting myself up for success now, is it? So I got to wondering, so I've never really done resolutions. I've sort of in passing fleetingly said, oh yeah, I'll, you know, get healthy like everyone else. Which actually isn't super useful, right? Because it's not specific enough. So I decided, to take a look at the actual definition, see if there's anything useful in that to guide us towards making this thing that we're drawn to doing, the setting of resolutions, a more satisfying and successful exercise. So if you look at the definition of resolution, it's a noun. It's a firm decision to do or not to do something. Now, a little further down, there's a definition that is the quality of being determined or resolute. Now, you know that I have sort of a little bit of a thing against nouns because they're static, right? So if I see an adjective or even better, a verb, I'm going to hop right down that bunny trail. So when I saw the adjective resolute, it got me wondering, what does that really mean, right, to be resolute? So if we look at that definition, it is admirably purposeful, determined, and unwavering. Now that I can get behind, that's useful, right? We're going to be resolute about whatever we're focusing on. So every January, my friend Maya and I do what we refer to as the January Challenge. And the January Challenge is that for every single day in January, we will exercise at least 30 minutes. And then we text each other and say, I'm done. And this works beautifully, right? Because there's nothing like knowing that your friend's going to follow through to make you follow through. And it's like a virtuous cycle that happens. But it's one thing, and it's very specific, right? January, 30 minutes exercise every day. That is the thing that in January, I and Maya are admirably purposeful, determined, and unwavering. It is my belief, based on my experience, both personally but also in the work that I do with organizations, that when you're focusing on really more than one goal, it gets super hard to prioritize. Right? So if I had, a goal of this exercising 30 minutes every day, and I also had a goal around, you know, a broader goal around being healthy, this would support that. But then how do I make, you know, being healthy is so broad, then I might look at nutrition and I might look at all sorts of things, which are all good things to think about. We are so busy that actually setting ourselves up for success looks a lot like focusing only on one thing. So my question to you this week is, what is your one goal for January or February or March, right? But I really just want you to focus on month by month. What's the one thing that you're going to be admirably purposeful, determined, and unwavering about? What's your one thing? You know what my one thing is. It's exercising for 30 minutes every day in January. What's your one thing going to be for this first month of 2015? I would love to hear it. I hope you have a very, very happy new year, and I will talk to you next week.